Wildman Abner Show. With your old friend, Daisy Finch, and the mind, Dick Brown, Harvey Hallman, using my own stage and starring Lum and Abner.
Lum and Abner will be with us in just a moment. But first, a short message from the Ford dealers of America. Over 100,000 delighted motorists are already driving the new 50 Ford. Here's what Ted Shepler, a cattleman in Norwalk, Iowa, says about his 50 Ford.
In the cattle business, a passenger car has to double as a station wagon, a truck, and everything else under the sun. Back roads aren't too good. Often I have to drive right out over the fields. Takes a real automobile to stand up under such punishment. That Ford engine has power galore, and for comfort, good looks, and economy, I don't think anything on the market can touch a 54.
Yes, we Ford dealers are swamped with comments like that. But don't take anyone's word for this new 54. Prove it for yourself. Look up your nearest Ford dealer in the classified phone directory. Perhaps you know him personally. He'll arrange a test drive in the 54. Test drive it for comfort, for power, for safety, for the quietness which is its part of quality. Yes, before you buy any car at any price, test drive the 50 Ford at your Ford dealers tomorrow.
And here they are, your old favorite, Lum and Abner.
Well, Abner, there's our new calendar. January 1950.
Oh,
well. Better take that old one down.
Yeah, say, ain't that a pretty calendar Union Bank put down?
Yeah, I love that picture. That Indian's got his hand up, shading his eyes, looking for his horse, and he's setting on it.
You know, that calendar they sent us last year was perfect. It was right every month.
Well,
I hope this is just as good.
Well, of course it will be. Calendar.
What's
the matter?
The calendar's wrong. I know they made a mistake right off the bat. Looky there. They've got Sunday coming on the 1st of January.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, look here. Last year come on the 4th.
These calendars come out different every year.
Well, me, you think after they didn't make them this long, they'd get the hang of it.
Well, you just dropped the whole thing, Abner.
All right.
You know, I was just thinking, Abner, wouldn't it be wonderful if we knew what was ahead in the year to come? What has fate got in store for us? All we know is it's January 1950, but what's beyond?
February.
Don't tear up that brand new calendar. I wasn't talking about February at all. I was speaking of something deeper, much deeper.
Is April deep enough?
Stop tearing up that calendar. Now leave it alone.
Doggy, these holidays is ganging up on me. Here we just took our Christmas tree down last week, and according to this calendar, it's my Easter.
Abner, would you do me a favor for the coming year?
Sure, Lum. What is it?
Shut up.
I'm sorry. What was he talking about?
Well, I was sort of looking ahead to the future, wondering what 1950 had in store for us.
Oh?
Who knows? Maybe the new year might find me getting married and final settling down.
Oh, you can't tell, Lum. It might not be that bad a year.
I'm sure of one thing. If I do get married, it won't be to Zazu's hit, no matter how hard she tries.
Well, see, you know, it's a shame the way that poor woman feels about you, Lum, and you not being interested at all in her. Now, while she never has come right out and said nothing, I can see in her eyes that she is just crazy about you.
Yeah, I kind of suspected that, too. Did you see the New Year's card she sent me?
No.
Well, I've got it right here, listen to this. Roses are red and I am blue. 49 slipped by and so did you. The petunias are purple and lilacs are violet. Here's hoping in 50 we middle eyelet.
She's got it bad.
Yeah, I wish there was some way of telling her I ain't interested without hurting her feelings.
Well, why don't you send her a form like she sent you?
Say, that's a good idea. Now, let's see, what could I say?
Well, you might say, I cannot marry you, Miss Kit. My reason I will explain. The more I hear the wedding march, the more it sounds like mule trains. Rob, did you send that poem to Miss Cook yet?
No, Edna, I just ain't got the heart. The shock of finding out she can't have me might kill her. Edna, why should I have so much and other men so little?
I guess some furnaces just give off more hot air than others.
I suppose someday the right man will come along and maybe she'll forget all about me. But it won't be easy.
No, might take minutes. Mom, why don't you sit down and write her a friendly note and tell her that you're already madly in love?
In love with who?
Yourself.
And see, you ain't very sympathetic about this whole thing, Abner. Now, here's a girl that's going to end up an old maid just because she can't get the man she loves.
Well, don't be wrong. I ain't got time to worry about every girl that ain't married. Just today, my woman Elizabeth got a letter from a distant cousin I ain't never even seen. Said she was coming here all the way from New Jersey to look for a husband.
Well, there's always been more women than men. Men is getting scarcer all the time.
Well, you think you'll ever have to ration us on?
I don't know. I've often wondered about that.
I can just see the government putting up signs. Ladies, make your husbands laugh. Replacements are not available.
That's silly. Of course, I don't see why a girl would have to come all the way from New Jersey to Pine Ridge looking for a man.
Well, I got the letter right here if you don't believe me. She enclosed a picture. So her name is Lydia.
That's a pretty name, Lydia. What does she look like?
Well, there's a picture, dead for yourself.
Are you sure this is the right picture?
That's Lydia.
Why, Granny, Edna, this girl is beautiful.
Don't look to be more than 24 or 5.
Edna, did you say this girl is coming to Pine Ridge looking for a husband?
That's what it says in the letter.
Well, Jenny, when word gets around that this beautiful girl is in town, the wolves will be howling all the way from Fort Smith. Abner, you got to do me a favor.
What's that?
Don't tell nobody she's coming. I want to have her all to myself.
But now, Lord.
Don't argue with me, Abner. What's more, I'm going to send her a letter asking for every date while she's in town. Object, matrimony.
Lord, you can't go hog wild over a picture. That's more like the artificial coloring and flavoring she's using anyway. Got herself panty flagged up to look this good.
Now, Abner, anybody can see that she's a natural beauty. Them sparkling eyes, that soft complexion, them cupid bow lips. That's the work of Mother Nature's brush.
Well, it might be Mother Nature's brush, but I bet she's dipping it in Lady Esther's bucket.
No, Abner, I know something nice when I see it. Besides, if I can be seen around town with Lydia, maybe Miss Fitz will get the hint and leave me alone.
Hiya, fellas.
Oh, Andy Devine. Say, Andy, if you've got a full dress suit, I'd suggest you get it out of the mothballs.
A full dress suit? Gee, I did have one, but I lent it to my uncle in Cherry Hill and never got it back.
Well, write him a letter.
Well, it won't do no good. They buried him in it.
Mom, ain't you rushing things a little?
I just asked him to get it ready, that's all. I may not get married for 2 or 3 days after I meet her.
My matters, honest, now, are you thinking of getting married?
Well, I'd say the possibilities is greater than they've ever been.
Well, I'll be doggone. You always said you'd die before you got married. Well, what changed your mind?
Oh, I don't know. I realized I'd have more fun on the honeymoon this way.
Hey, that's a pretty good one. Hey, I got to remember to use that one in the barber shop. More fun on the honeymoon.
Yeah, Andy, don't be surprised if you hear that I've entered the state of holy wedlock.
You mean headlock.
Oh, gosh, Slim, I can hardly believe it.
And if I was you, I'd wait a while before I bothered my uncle for that full dress suit. All he sees is her picture.
Her picture? Oh, golly, can I see it?
Well, sure, here it is, Andy. Give it back, Andy. You're steaming up the windows.
Oh. Holy smokes, Mom. She's beautiful. Who is she?
I can't tell you yet. All I can say is she's coming all the way from New Jersey to see me.
Well, gee. With you getting hitched, Mom, I guess I'm the only legible bachelor left in Pine Ridge.
Yeah, you and OPP.
Yeah. I'd better watch out. With you gone, every girl in town will start throwing their arms around me.
It'll take every girl in town to reach that far. Looks like a game of ring around the rosy.
Well, I'd better get back to the barbershop. Let me know when you decide on the lad and lum.
Yeah, I sure will, Andy. So long. Abner, you want to come over to Bickle's ready-to-wear at the county seat and help me pick out a nice fancy sports jacket?
I don't want nothing to do with this whole crazy idea. I'm sorry I showed you the picture.
All right, I'll go by myself. Oh, before I go, I better write Lydia a letter asking for all in dates.
Now,
I know what I'll do. I'll introduce myself and give her my full description. What do you think of that, Abner?
Well, introducing yourself's all right, but if you start describing yourself, they'll arrest you for using a male to defraud.
Well, Abner, I mailed a letter and done my shopping.
Uh-huh.
Ain't you even going to take a look at my new sports jacket I'm wearing?
I'd love to, but something just coming at the door and blinded me.
Yeah, I figured Lydia would like something conservative, so I picked out this one. Green and purple checks against a background of orange and chartreuse.
You look like a lit-up pinball machine.
Mr. Bickle said this is just like the ones the movie stars wear in Hollywood.
That Bickle would sell his own mother a loaded cigar. That thing looks like a horse blanket.
No, if you see me walking down the street in this, wouldn't you come up and ask me for my autograph?
No. Might come up and stick a lump of sugar in your mouth.
Oh, look, here comes Zazu Pitts. Now, this is my chance to break the news that I'm interested in somebody else.
Now, look, Mom, Miss Pitts has been mighty nice to you. Now, you be careful and don't hurt her feelings.
Now, Abner, don't make no speeches to me about how to be diplomatic. I forgot more about these things than I ever knew.
Well, how do you do, Miss Pitts? Come right square in here.
Oh, hello, Mr. Peabody, and how are you today?
Oh, pretty good for an old man.
Well, that's good. And how are you, Mr. Edwards?
Well, pretty good for an old man.
Well, that's nice.
How are you?
Pretty good for an old man. Oh. Mr. Edwards, I just dropped by to see if you received my New Year's card.
Yes, Mom.
Well, did you read it?
Miss Pitts, I think it's only fair to tell you that I have gave my heart to another.
You what?
I'm in love with somebody else.
Uh-oh. Oh, dear me. I'd better sit down. This is such a shock to me.
Well, now, take it easy, Miss Pitts.
Oh, dear. Mr. Edwards, would you do the courtesy of telling me who my rival is?
Well, all I have is her picture. I ain't met her yet.
You mean you're going to marry someone you haven't even met yet?
Well, maybe.
That's terrible.
That's what I've been telling. How's that going to sound when the preacher says, "Lom Edwards, you take this stranger for your lawful wedded wife"?
Please, Abner, stay out of my affairs.
Yeah, you better forget about him, Miss Pitts. His stubborn head is made up.
Oh, Mr. Edwards, I had such plans for the two of us. My hope chest is just full of little lacy things. Now they'll never be used.
Well, you had no business buying them things when you didn't even know my size.
I even had all my towels marked his and hers. Now you've spoiled the whole set. His will never be used.
Well, if it'll make you happy, I can stop over once a week and wash my face.
Well, this isn't the first time I've been disappointed. I'll get over it.
That's the time.
I wish you all the luck in the world, Mr. Edwards. And if it doesn't work out, remember, I'll be waiting.
Thank you, Miss Pitts.
If I'm not home, look on your front porch. Farewell, sweet friend. Parting is such sweet sorrow. I wish your marriage lots of success, but I'll check with you tomorrow.
gone and broke that poor little woman's heart.
I'm sorry, Abner, but them's the fortunes of love.
She'd have made you a fine wife, too.
Maybe so, but just look at this picture of Lydia. How can you compare Miss Pitts to this girl?
Well, she is prettier, I'll admit that.
Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't make my letter stronger, Abner. I'd sure hate to lose her.
Why, you practical proposer. Hey, wait a minute. Hold up that picture again, Long.
All right, what's the matter?
Well, what's that writing on the back that's partly rubbed out there?
Right?
Yeah, right there.
Pretty hard to read. Hi, Granny's Abner. She's a beauty contest winner. It says Miss Egg Harbor, New Jersey. Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter?
This picture was taken in 1909.
Now a brief message from the Ford dealers of America. Over 100,000 motorists are experiencing the engineering leadership built into the 50 Ford. As owners, they already know that it's the one fine car in the low-price field, and it's a personal experience that counts in buying a car. That's why the Ford dealers of America are issuing this special invitation to test drive this new 50 Ford for yourself. In the classified phone directory, you'll find the name of your nearest Ford dealer. Perhaps you know him personally. He'll be delighted to arrange a test drive tomorrow. So get behind the wheel and test drive it for the comfort of its midship ride, its unmatched roominess and foam rubber cushion driving ease. Test drive it for the power and quietness of the only V8 in the low-price field, the kind of engine found in America's costliest cars, yet priced lower than 10 different six-cylinder cars. Test drive it for the safety of its king-sized brakes, largest in the low-priced field. Before you buy any car at any price, you'll find it to your advantage to test drive the 50 Ford at your Ford dealer's tomorrow.
Granny's, Abner. I thought she'd never get here. Did Lydia arrive?
Yeah, me and Elizabeth met her at the depot.
Oh, me. How did she look?
Well, when she stepped off the train, I thought we'd stand in front of the cattle car.
Don't torture me, Abner, if you're really that bad.
She's got more wrinkles than a pound of prunes.
Oh,
let me see that picture again, Lum. I think it was took in 1809.
And I practically asked her to marry me, too. Abner, did she say anything about my letter?
Oh, yeah, she got it all right. Even showed me a copy of it.
A copy?
Yeah, the original's with her lawyer.
Abner, watch the store for a while. I'm going out and kill myself.
Well, I told you not to go crazy over that picture. I'd be sending a love letter to a girl you ain't never seen and spending money on a fancy sports jacket.
Wait a minute. Here comes Opie Keith. Maybe if I can talk him into picking her out, she'll forget all about me. After all, he's younger than I am.
Well, you might try. Of course, Opie ain't half the nitwit you are. But then he's been working at it longer.
Well, Opie, my friend.
Hello, Opie.
Hello. Opie, did you ever stop to think that you and me is practically the only two people in town that ain't married? I think it's high time something was done about it.
Well, I'm sorry, Lum, but you just ain't my type.
No, I'm serious, Opie. I decided that I'm not going to stand by and see a fine, intelligent young man like you going through life without no companionship. Abner, hand me this sport jacket.
There you are.
For what, Lum? Say, does Sarah Snowbuck know you've got there on him?
Yes, Opie, as a sport jacket. Now, try it on.
Well, but, Lum,
it was made for me, but if we take it in all around, it'll fit you fine.
But, Lum, you can't...
Quiet, Opie. Now, stand still while I adjust it.
Lum, it's awful big on you.
It just needs a little adjusting, Abner.
It's like a sock on a rooster.
Now, look what happens if I raise the collar 3 inches. How's that, Opie?
It's dark in here. I can't see nothing.
Now, that's fine, Opie. Considering what Lum's planning for you, you don't know how lucky you are.
Well, Lum, why are you tying this jacket on me?
Well, I want you to look your best when you take out a certain girl I got for you.
Well, Lum, you see...
Her name is Lydia, and you never seen a prettier girl in your life.
That goes for your grandfather, too.
Grandfather?
Well, of course she is getting along in years, but she'd be kind of like a mother to you.
I already got a mother. How you fixed on grandmothers? Look, Mom, I've been trying to tell you, I'm engaged to be married.
You're what?
Yeah, I'm pledged to Laverne Bidboss over in Flint.
Take off my coat, Opie.
I even sent her some material to make a wedding dress. Cost me $5 postage.
$5 postage? Why, it cost so much. All you sent her was the cloth for the wedding dress.
Well, you see, there was 100 pounds of chicken feed in it. Laverne, she made a beautiful dress out of it. She even tried it on and sent me a picture of herself wearing it.
Well, how'd it look?
It looked better with the chicken feet in it.
Well, it won't be long as you're engaged. We'll just forget the whole thing.
Well, I guess I'll be running along. Now, if I can ever help you out again, Lump, let me know.
Yeah, we will, Opie. So long.
Yeah, so long. Edna, what am I going to do? She's going to be popping in here in a minute.
I don't know, Lum. She don't look like the kind of a woman that takes no for an answer.
Oh, why did I ever write that letter?
I never read the thing. Was it very personal?
Well, I started right out calling her my dreamboat.
Dreamboat?
Well, in the picture, she looks like a dreamboat.
You ought to see her now. She's taking on an awful lot of cargo.
Don't stand there making wisecracks, Abner. If you was my friend, you'd think of a way to get me out of this.
Lum, if I knew how to get out of these things, I'd still be a bachelor myself.
Hey, wait a minute. Ain't that Luke heading up the tree?
I reckon it is. Nobody else looks like that.
Hey, he got his wife through the mail and got her from one of them marriage bureaus. Maybe he knows what I can do.
Well, I'd sure ask him.
Is that concerned nephew of mine hanging around here?
No, Luke, he just left. Say, while you're here, I'd like to ask you a question.
Well, what is it? What is it? I ain't got all day.
Well, Luke, I fell in love with a woman, and I want to get rid of her.
Well, there's only one way to let a woman know the romance is over.
Good. How's that?
Marry her.
But I don't want to get married.
Well, nobody wants to get married. It's like the measles. You just can't avoid it.
Lum didn't give you the true story, Luke. He fell in love with a picture taken 41 years ago.
You can't trust a one of them. Not a one of them. Before I met her, my wife sent me a picture of herself and a lock of her hair.
Lock of hair? Well, that's sweet.
Found out later, she sent the same thing to 200 other men.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Wrong with it? Haven't you met old Baldy?
Oh, so that's how it happened.
Oh, they're all the same. I hate weddings so much that I stopped serving rice in my restaurant.
I don't know. Your steak still tastes like old shoes.
What do you think I ought to do? How can I tell her that I didn't mean what I wrote in the letter?
Tell her you didn't know what you were doing when you wrote it. Say you were suffering from amnesia. That's always a good way out.
All right, Granny, that's it. I was suffering from amnesia. After my troubles is over. When Lydia walked in here this afternoon, I'm going to act like my mind's a total blank. You think I can fool her?
Well, if your mind ain't a total blank, you've been fooling me for 30-odd years. And I do mean odd.
You better watch out the window, Abner. I don't know what Lydia looks like.
I'm watching out. Oh, wait a minute. There she comes.
Where?
Right over there. She stopped in front of Caleb Weehunt's liver stable.
Oh, this is terrible.
Why, yes, it is. She better move before she gets hitched to a buggy.
Abner, if I ever get out of this, I'll never look at another woman as long as I live. And if I have any children, I'll teach them to do the same thing.
Well, here comes Miss Egg Harbor now. Blank your mind, Long. Amnesia yourself.
Oh, there you are. Oh, my Arkansas Romeo. My great big bundle of goodies. Speak to me. Speak to me.
Mother.
Mother? Oh, Lum, darling, I'm here. This is your little dreamboat. Look at me. Take a good look. Oh, don't you recognize me now?
Oh, Father.
Lydia, there's something I ought to explain to you. We was trying to keep it a secret, but I guess we can't no longer. Lum is suffering from amnesia.
Amnesia?
Yeah, poor fella. When he gets his attacks, he writes letters and does things that he ain't responsible for.
Oh, how horrible. How did it ever happen?
Well, it all started when he was just a little boy. His papa used to bounce him up and down on his knees.
But how could that do it?
His papa sat with his legs under the table.
He was perfectly sane. Oh, Lum, sweetheart, look at me. I'm your Lydia. The girl in the picture, Lydia.
Oh, yes. How do you do, Miss Tinkham?
This is terrible.
Yeah, when he gets this way, he can't even recognize himself. He hasn't even washed his face in a week.
He hasn't?
Every time he walks in the bathroom, he looks in the mirror and says, "Oh, pardon me," and walks out.
Oh, the poor boy. Oh, hello, Mr. Peabody.
Hello, Miss Kitt.
And how are you, Mr. Edwards?
Pretty good, Miss Kitt, considering I'm suffering from amnesia.
Wait a second. He just recognized this woman. He called her by name. How do you explain that?
Oh, well, I don't know.
Lon, you want to try it?
Lon Edwards, I don't like the look of this. This whole thing looks like a fake.
Well, you tried to put something over on me, and our grannies are just trying the same thing right back at you.
Oh, yes, well, you're not getting away with it, Slim. You wrote me a letter begging for dates for every night in the week. What's more, you even mentioned matrimony.
I'm afraid I shouldn't be hearing all this. I'd better go.
Oh, wait a minute, Miss Pitts. Not long. Can I talk to you confidential a second?
What is it, Admiral? I'm scared to death.
Well, look, you can cancel all them dates and get rid of her easy.
How?
Just announce your engagement to Miss Pitts right now.
Why, of course. Now, why didn't I think of that? Oh, Miss Pitts.
Yes, Mr. Edwards?
It gives me great pleasure to announce that you and me is now officially engaged.
What? Oh, this is so sudden.
I just...
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness, Abner. What have I did now?
Oh, dog, is he fainted? Out of my way. I got to go get a bucket of water.
Well, baby, that does it. He's announced your engagement, and pretty soon you'll be married.
Yes, Lydia, and I'm so happy.
Well, I've got to go pack and head back to New Jersey. And don't forget, honey, if that long-legged Casanova tries to back out of this, just call me, and I'll help you trap him again like I did this time.
Norman Abner will be back in a moment. Now here's a short message from your local Ford dealer. America's conversation now revolves around 1950 automobile models, but over 100,000 motorists are already out front with 50 Fords. Here's what Dr. F. G. Kolak of Scala, Nebraska says about his 50 Ford.
When I get a call, it may be at midnight or 4 a.m. I've got to have Ford's quick-starting dependability. Driving over all sorts of roads, comfort needs a lot, too. And my 54 gives me plenty of it. I'm proud of its looks. And it's the safest, most economical car I ever owned. All in all, my 54 is absolutely top.
We Ford dealers are not surprised that new owners rave about their 54s. We've studied this new Ford from stem to stern. We know every detail of its 50 ways new for 50. But until you get behind the wheel, you won't be able to believe how good it is. That's the reason we want you to test drive the 50 Ford. The classified phone directory will give you the name of the nearest Ford dealer. Or perhaps you know him personally. Why don't you phone him tomorrow? Before you buy any car at any price, you owe it to yourself to test drive the 50 Ford.
Now, will you stop throwing that water on me? You got me so wet now, mushrooms is growing out of my ears.
Well, every time you come to, you holler Miss Pitts and faint again.
Yes. Oh.